So I guess call the meeting order of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board for July 26th.
Can you use self-introductions? Could we have a minute?
And we'll go around and do self-introductions for the minutator. My name is David Miller. I'm District 6, I guess.
Charles McCarthy, District 2.
Brian Spence, District 5.
Ken Youngblood, District 1.
Brian Caperton, District 4.
Frank Miller, Missouri Department of Transportation.
Cody Roberts, District 3.
And the commission doesn't need to say anything?
Over here.
And you've handed out, what did you hand out? The
meeting minutes of last
meeting. Minutes from last time. Is July 8th our last meeting? You didn't have one while I was out of town.
Correct. Okay. That's just upcoming
meetings. I would make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second it.
Any corrections or changes? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
For the same sign.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Brian.
Brian.
Made.
Brian.
Seconded.
Oh, okay.
It'll take me a little while. I'm sorry.
Let's see. So those are approved. And Jim just handed out the meeting dates for the upcoming meetings. Do you guys need us to comment now or just get back with Nikki on whether we can make them or just let you know? Just let Nikki know?
Well, now, sorry.
On whether we can make these now?
Yeah, or just keep in mind that's what we agreed upon, but everyone's schedule changes. I know that, so.
I'm just with Nikki. She said that 2 days prior to that meeting, she would be sending out emails to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can kind of get it on our calendars and remind us. But it would be good for her if we at least email back that we can't be there, so we need to go.
All right, that sounds good. At December 27th one, we get here before you know it.
David, the minute showed Josh Smith from HDR. It wasn't Smith, it's just Josh, Travis
Smith.
Yeah, well, Travis Fire.
Travis. There is.
Yeah, we
under introductions.
It's not Josh Smith.
I would amend my motion then to make the correction.
How could I pronounce your last name, Travis?
Hire.
Hire.
P-P-I-E-O.
All right. That's the minutes will being approved as corrected. And we need a second to go through the vote again.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. You handed us out some stuff. I wondered if we needed to start out by you giving us an update on the Tiger 2 stats. Is that a more pressing thing to just give us an update? When the deadline today?
The pre-app, yeah.
And is there a story?
Everything.
Did we apply?
Okay, well, yeah, I guess we'll go. We did apply for, that's why both Great River and HDR both have applications for us to vote on today in the meeting. We chose HDR to do the planning part of the Tiger 2. Great River came to us and made a proposal with a cost share with MoDOT separate of the Tiger 2 to do the T Highway intersection. So we're pursuing. We've hired Great River to do the engineering work on the T intersection on 76 and T, because that was one of the seven projects. And after looking at the Tiger 2 application, all that as a commission and a cost share, and it was on MoDOT's plan anyway, we are moving forward with getting some preliminary engineering work done, or the engineering work done, and then do a cost share with MoDOT at a later date. So that's what we decided on that. We also took Great River, they're going to do the Maple Street to I guess it would be the west side of the east-west corridor, taking it from that intersection to Maple Street, that intersection part of the east-west corridor. They're taking that project and applying under the Tiger 2, and they are also doing the Fall Creek Road intersection in 165. That's the two projects they are working for the application. on the Tiger II. So we're doing, basically, we have three applications going on the Tiger II.
And 100%, it's going to cost us on the one intersection $20,000 on all creek, but the no match is what I was trying to say.
So the preliminary speed?
I can give you that. As far as the cost system on the Tiger II, what are planning on the Tiger II, and I'll start with Highway 65 and Maple Street, from Business Highway 65 and Maple Street. That project, it's a five-lane road section, is what's been planned through there, so it's a fairly wide section. We're also going to be crossing a deep draw there, but we're going to be about 100 to 120 feet elevated in order for us to meet grade on Maple Street. So we're looking at that project being about a $6 million construction project. That includes all the construction, design, right-of-way, and permit costs for that project. And then kind of as a sanity check, well, how does that compare with what we've been thinking? Well, the original East-West Road application was a 4.1-mile road project at a cost tag of $26 million, which is about $6.3 million. So it's in the same ballpark. We're looking at a signalized intersection, and then, like I said, too, we're looking at a much wider section for that initial piece coming off of 65. On the Fall Creek intersection, we're looking at about 1,600 feet of realignment of Fall Creek and then intersection improvements on 165. Our estimated cost on that one is $2.4 million. To kind of put that in perspective, we finished a project in Branson at Roark Valley Road and Forsyth Road. That was about a $1.9 million construction project. So with this one, we've actually got some environmental issues that we'll have to deal with, as well as right-of-way acquisition. So that's how we established the budget for that one. So again, going back to what Chuck was saying, it's 100% request for funding of the $6 million for the Business 65 to Maple Street. And then for Fall Creek to 165, we're looking at a 80-20, 80% paid by the Tiger Grant, 20% paid by the county, which would be $480,000.
And no vote out participation on that one.
Correct.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's great. And one, you kind of talked a little bit about T-Highway, and so I want to bring that up for just a second. When we started talking about it, looking at it for the Tiger Grant program, we looked at it from the project that we just finished with the county and MoDOT, which was Coon Creek Road and Highway 76. That project was built for just under $300,000. We had some right-of-way costs associated with that and then some design fees. So when we looked at the effort that was going to take to do that as a Tiger project, we said that those funds might be better to be spent towards the design of the project, and knowing that it was a high priority for MoDOT to try to do a 50-50 cost share. With the Tiger applications, there's a certain amount of risk or uncertainty in getting those funding. When we could sit down at the table with a partner like MoDOT and assure that the project could get funded and constructed, we felt like that was the best approach. So just as a graphical representation, what we did is we took the project that we did at Coon Creek in 76 and overlaid it at the T Highway in 76. And we tweaked it just a little bit, but it lays out very well with that same project. So to give you some perspective about what kind of level of improvement we're talking about, it would almost be a sister project to the one that we just finished. Now this does not show the drop right because we did not have that on Coon Creek.
So the corner basically isn't going to change at all.
No, we'll just be doing some lane additions and some widening there to accommodate the turn lanes and try to get enough storage for those vehicles.
Okay.
Maybe
7 minutes.
And it's not
safe.
Not safe.
Yes. It was emailed to us. I printed a copy.
And I talked to Randy too. One of the questions was the right-of-way acquisition. So your budget's going to be real close to the same right-of-way cost that we experienced on.
Yes.
You did well. But so these estimates that we prepared are based upon recent experience of construction here in the local markets.
Are you saying prices pretty well stay the same?
Yeah, we've got some contingency built in there just because we're going through a grant application and a function of timing. But we don't see anything that's changing that trend, at least over the short term. And MoDOT's experiencing the same thing on the projects that they're currently doing too. So maybe we'll take a second to kind of talk about timeline on T Highway and 76. Our goal would be to have that ready for construction in the spring or early summer. Again, trying to take advantage of those competitive bidding prices that we're seeing. And that works well with funding, MoDOT's funding mechanism as well.
I guess I didn't print it out, it's right here. 441 is the current estimate, and 439 is what is eligible. So.
So if the Tiger grant applications, the pre-applications that we talked about, if that's acceptable, we'll let them stand as submitted unless there's any modifications that we need to make. And again, they're electronic, so there's no signatures required. It's just a mail.
And I think we have to have a vote, though, still to an end.
You don't talk about the planning one?
We will in a second. We'll give you the next
one. I'm struggling with memory on Fall Creek. I knew we had committed to $20,000 for y'all to do the correct application.
Correct.
But did you say we're talking about committing
$420,000? If the application will reflect a cost share of 20% being provided by the county.
Okay. That will increase the chances of getting it.
Yes.
I'm not remembering that discussion. Is that what we discussed?
Okay. Yeah, I think it was a 2-1 on the 20% match.
I think it was going to be a match. I'm not sure that we
We didn't have a project budget because we hadn't been authorized to produce anything. So the first opportunity we really had was after you guys had had the chance to vote on that.
You had the 15 or 20 on the project,
right? That was the only dollar amount that you talked about.
Say that one more time. Was it 20% of that?
$480,000.
We just step down and we step through the budget. How my colleagues are feeling about that. Anyway,
I'm trying to pull the minutes up to make sure we did in fact say that, sure. But it was just taking a second.
Spencer, on the Maple Street one, that was 100%. Funding from that.
Right.
Well, that for the application is 100%.
They encourage a match, and I'm sure that weighs into how they score them, but how much I don't know.
Emily, they talk about it being more competitive, and I think even on some information on that, you're the same areas, it's not required to be competitive with that match.
And we're not charging the county to update that application for Tiger 2 because we did that entire Tiger 1 application. So it's just a matter of making the additions that are required by the Tiger team.
Essentially, the T Highway 50-50 match was 2-something apiece?
Yeah.
Or 220 is what the estimation is going to be.
So total project's 440?
440 is the current.
That's the project budget, yeah.
Right.
And the yes and utilities too. Are utilities in here saying those are some
I don't see that we're gonna have much of an issue with utilities. There's an overhead telephone line. But that's about if there's some fiber in the back slope and a water line that we should be able to stay out of. No electric.
Is any drawings available on the Maple Street project yet?
Are there drawings available?
Uh-huh.
There's partial drawings available for the work that we did with the City of Hollister, but they're not complete all the way over to Maple Street. They stopped short of Maple Street, although we had looked at some alignments to connect the two, so that's how we developed that process.
The other thing, David, is that, you know, of course, in the last meeting, we elected to